The U.S. Department of Agriculture presents Strike Force for Rural Growth and Opportunity, providing assistance to help grow American agriculture and increase opportunity for rural communities.
Rural Americans face many unique challenges. The USDA Natural Resources Conservation Service has developed a program to partner with rural communities and regions around the country on projects they support to promote economic growth. This radio program is part of a collaborative effort of the South Central Mountain RC&D Council, NARC in D.C., and the USDA NRCS that complements the Strike Force initiative to raise awareness of the different USDA programs and assistance available to underserved producers.
Me llamo Adrián Tafoya y vivo aquí en Las Cruces, Nuevo México. Hello, my name is Adrián Tafoya. I'm the district conservationist for Team 9 with the USDA Natural Resources Conservation Service located here in Las Cruces, New Mexico. Team 9 consists of three field offices. The field offices are the Las Cruces Service Center, the Alamogordo Service Center, and the Truth or Consequences Service Center. The Alamogordo Service Center is the service center that is within the South Central RC&D boundary. NRCS is an agency that assists ag producers in addressing resource concerns that they have out on their ag operations. Many of the programs we utilize to do this are the Environmental Quality Incentives Program. That's one of our biggest programs within this area. We assist ranch operations, cropland operations, dairy operations through these programs in addressing their resource concerns. A lot of the things we do are assist those ag producers while with stuff to address resource concerns in relation to soil, water, air, plants, and animals. An example of a success story out of the Alamogordo Field Office Service Center area would include practices completed on the Mescalero Apache Tribe Reservation. Numerous contracts have been completed on the reservation that included such conservation practices such as brush control, forest stand improvement, and livestock water improvements. The goal and objectives of these practices were to improve overall range and forest land health through the implementation of these practices throughout several years. The implementation of these practices resulted in improved plant productivity and health, improved grazing distribution that provided increased feed and forage for cattle and wildlife, and reduced erosion on the Mescalero Apache Reservation.
This is Laura Doth, and I am the Executive Director of the South Central Mountain Resource Conservation and Development Council, which we finally refer to as the RC&D, here in Lincoln and Otero counties in southern New Mexico. We are up in the mountains in New Mexico, so one of the things that our RC&D does is we work very closely with property owners who are interested in doing timber management, as well as watershed management. Those are all big things that we look to do, as well as fire prevention and wildfire mitigation. So we spend a lot of time working with homeowners. We have a rural community forester who is on the staff of the RC&D, and his job is to work with local property owners. He goes in and inspects the properties. He lets them know how to manage their timber and their trees to create a very healthy forest and also prevent any kind of fire from coming through and damaging the assets on the land. We spend approximately about $1 million a year via federal programs that we work with both the U.S. Forest Service as well as state forestry. We work with BLM. We work with any kind of state agency who wants to accomplish the same kind of goals, game and fish, and all with the idea that we are creating a healthier environment, a healthier forest for all of our inhabitants, whether it's human or wildlife. And that's one of the big projects that we do quite often. We also work very extensively with our different organizations in creating outreach for the different communities, whether it is for the Forest Industries Associations in the state of New Mexico or just our local contractors. We are in the process of doing a forest industry summit so that we can improve the services available to the residents of Lincoln and Otero County. People are always asking how they can get involved with the RC&D, and we welcome folks from all avenues of life, and we really anticipate being able to share their experiences and bring that to the board as a whole. Because we have a large geographic area, we also have members from two different counties and multiple communities. So if anyone is interested in getting involved, they certainly can give us a call here at 575-446-3973, or they can visit us online at scmrcd.org.
We'll have more about Strikeforce and its impact on the agriculture community in South Central New Mexico after this message. The South Central Mountain RC&D is led by a local 8-member all-volunteer council, which represents sponsors consisting of soil and water conservation districts, towns, counties, and other units of government. They team up with other agencies and groups to adopt a project proposal, procure funding for it, and carry it through to completion to solve local problems and satisfy local needs as a team effort through partnerships. The area covered by the South Central Mountain RC&D today is as it was in the late 1960s, including Lincoln and Otero counties. Sponsoring organizations pay nominal annual dues for membership and voting privileges. Project proposal initiation must be presented by a sponsoring organization, which then presents it in a regularly scheduled council meeting. In this way, the South Central Mountain RC&D addresses local needs by uniting local community developers, various units of government, and grassroots organizations to collaborate on projects to attain sustainability and wise use of our local water, land, community, and environmental resources. For more information about the South Central Mountain RC&D, visit scmrcd.org. Now, back to more perspectives on Strikeforce in South Central New Mexico.
My name is Brian Green, and I'm a rancher in Central New Mexico in Torrance County. And I am the owner-operator of a cattle ranch that I purchased, or the family purchased, in 1986. And we've been ranching this ranch for since that time. It is a cow-calf operation. The cattle are predominantly English and English crosses, and typically we'll run about 200 cows per year on this ranch. I'm on the board of supervisors of the local Soil and Water Conservation District, Clonch Pinto Soil and Water Conservation District, and I've been on that board since roughly 1993. I am also on the board of directors of the South Central Mountain RC&D, which covers Lincoln and Otero counties in New Mexico, and a little tiny portion of Torrance County. I am my Soil and Water Conservation District board's representative on the RC&D board. It's very expensive to get in, just to get into ranching. The land is relatively expensive. In my part of the country, it takes an awful lot of real estate to have a viable economic unit. What I advise younger people who are interested in getting started is somehow or other get together a small piece of property. And to me, in this area would be, you know, just a base of operations, 160 acres, 200 acres, something like that. And that would be just a starting point where you operate out of. And then in our part of the country, we can only run about one cow per 40 acres. So that would not be a very viable operation. But my advice is that then they start looking for small parcels of land to lease around the area until they can put enough together over several years to where they have some kind of viability of that operation. And then they could start looking to purchase or working with an older rancher or something who may be getting near retirement to help out. Certainly look into and get involved with your local producer organizations. And I'm thinking of the cattle growers organizations, Farm Bureau, your local soil and water board, perhaps the your local resource conservation development council, and learn what's available to you and what's going on in your area. And don't be afraid to get in there and ask questions. It's a good way to network, to get assistance with things, and find out about the most current programs that are available to you.
My name is Sid Goodlow. I live in New Mexico in what we call the South Central Mountains. The ranch is about 6,500 to 7,000 feet in elevation. The ecosystems are grassland, pinyon juniper, woodlands, and ponderosa mixed conifer. When I came to New Mexico in 1956, of the celebrated 1950s drought, it affected the Southwest and Texas, and the ranch was in very, very bad shape. So I felt like that I should do something to try to bring the ranch back to a productive state. So I began to work with the Soil Conservation Service, as it was known in those days, and the primary objective, of course, was to remove these invading trees. Also, in this particular area, there is a riparian zone that has come back into existence since we have done the eradication of these water-hungry plants. We now have about a three-mile riparian zone area on the ranch that we are now in the process and almost finished with fencing it to keep the livestock out of the riparian zone during the growing season. We graze it only during the dormant season because in the summertime, if it's dry, the livestock will just lay around and stay in the riparian zone because it has green feed and water and a cool place to lay down. So that's where they concentrate until they've pretty well destroyed the riparian zone. So by fencing it, we have brought it back now. It's not as productive as it can be, but it's amazing the production that we've facilitated by protecting it from grazing by livestock in a growing season. The one problem that we do have is the elk and deer can jump the fence and get in there and take advantage of these protected areas, but it's not bad enough that we're, trying to build a taller fence or something like that. So we do have that problem, but the benefits far outweigh the negative parts of the riparian protection. The other thing that might be of interest to you is that we decided about 10 years ago to protect our property from subdivision and commercial building by putting a conservation easement on the ranch. And we did that about 10 or 11 years ago, and that makes it possible to continue ranching operations without the fear of subdivision or other things that can happen to destroy open space and agriculture and other things that we like and that people seem to come to New Mexico to see.
The USDA NRCS is committed not only to improving access to programs, but also to making USDA programs work better while enhancing the viability and profitability of small farms and ranches, beginning farmers, and socially disadvantaged farmers, as well as promoting and assisting in the development of sustainable rural communities. Get involved with Strike Force. You can learn more about the Strike Force initiative by visiting usda.gov/strikeforce, or you can contact your local Resource Conservation and Development Council.